Melbourne. It's a good four. They did get 1.5 millimetres of rain overnight. It's a bit overcast this morning, but a good four still with a Penno of 4.86. Race one, take out 9, Quabla, number 9. Race two, number 4, Craigley Velvet. 6, Royal Myth. 7, Sister Act. 8, Girl in a Million. And 13, Natalia Bella. 4, 6, 7, 8 and 13. The third, number 6, Persistent Shadow. And 7, Don't Doubt the Wife. 6 and 7. Race 4 at Doomba, number 3, Dagna. 6, Confronting. 7, Magnus Core. 8, Precipitate. 9, Relamb Largo, number 9. And 12, Asura Tree. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 12 out of the fourth. Race 5, number 8, Rock Royalty, number 8. Race 6, Clear. The Tails, race 7. 12, Pindan Pearl and 13, Blackjack Bella. 12 and 13. And race 8, 3, Desert General. 4, Time to Talk. 6, Bound for Love. 9, Nushenwenstein. 11, Magic Dallas. And 19, El Campeador. 3, 4, 6, 9, 11 and 19. They're the scratchings for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide, the start of their carnival there. The track is a soft 5, the weather fine. Penetrometer 5.71. These haven't quite gone in from, but they'll be very close. Race 1, number 2, Spiritual Girl, and 12, La Santa, 2 and 12. The second, number 9, It's No Joke, and 13, Baker's Dozen, 9 and 13. Race 3, number 2, Light It Up, 3, Spread Eagled, and 4, Hidden Value, 2, 3 and 4. Race 4, Morfordville, number 1, Scarlet Billows, number 1. Race 5, number 6, Evangelist, number 6. Race 7, number 12, Toffee Nose, 14, Winkleman, 17, Anna Royale, 19, Cedar Grande, and the emergencies 22 and 23. 12, 14, 17, 19, 22 and 23 out of the 7th. And race 8, number 3, Legless Verve, and 4, Wasn't Me, 3 and 4. They're scratchings, 17 of them, and they're about to go interim for Morfordville today, and they have, and there's 17, no additions to the ones that I've passed to you. Sky Sports Radio, Peter Allis will preview that program at 10 past 11 this morning, and Steve Moran will preview Caulfield just after the first at Randwick at around 11:30. That's for Sky Sports Radio listeners this morning. A break, and then we'll start previewing the 10 races on Schweppes Sydney Cup Day.
Mum, have you seen the new Samsung Galaxy S8?
Yes, it's beautiful.
The Infinity display is all screen from edge to edge, so you can see it better, Mum.
Yes, it has more power, so you can talk even more, Lionel.
It has Samsung's most advanced cameras ever, so you can take good photos now, Mum.
It has smart autofocus for your selfies, Lionel.
Mum, it's Samsung's highest resolution smartphone screen ever. Pre-order yours now, and it comes with a bonus Gear VR. Offer ends April 27. The Galaxy S8 Plus. On sale soon at Bingley.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay and Adrian offer a cult bred speed on speed. Buy I Am Invincible. Champion young sire injecting early speed into his progeny and setting record prices in the sale ring. From Moulin Rouge, a two-year-old winner of 8 races and twice stakes placed.
The I Am Invincible Moulin Rouge. The sire is taking all before him to be part of this sensational cult.
Nobody trains two-year-olds better than Gay. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Are you ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-Year-Old Challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-Year-Old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and 4 listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and be trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky One and Sky Sports Radio, around the radio network around New South Wales and on the TAB app. Time to look at the 10 race card at Randwick. The good news on the radar, all that light rain that was well west has gone in different directions, and looking towards Sydney, there doesn't look to be a lot. It looks pretty clear right now, which is good news. Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Certainly is good news. We don't need any more rain on the track. We've had enough, I think, over the last few weeks.
Yep, we certainly have a heavy eight in the rail at two is what we start with, mate. What have you got for us?
In the second race, Andrew, I thought so. The Gosford Guineas, 31st of March. Final 200 metres, it commenced to hang out quite badly, and as a consequence, had to stop riding here, but I mean, just close to the winning post. It was sent back to trials. Trial at Rosehill on the 10th of April. It's got the addition also of winkers and a tongue tie, which might assist it, but certainly threw the race away there over the concluding stages. The same race, Calabasas, out of the Provincial Championships on the 8th of April, finished 6 beaten 5 lengths behind Mary Orr, but it was certainly held up a clear running in the early part of the straight and probably didn't get full clear running until about the 250 metre mark, where it did work to the line reasonably well. Back over to the sixth race, Andrew. Timeless Prince stepping up in grade a bit today, but at Warwick Farm, 12th of April. Just as it started to make ground in the straight, it had to be checked about the 100 metre mark when another rudder shifted across. It did protest against that runner, which was upheld, but it certainly should have finished closer than what it did, beaten 4 lengths by Brigadoon Rise. Over to the Cup, Andrew, the rerun. Kenema reported there for the 1st of April. It did raced extremely hard in the run and refused to settle. It's got to earmuffs on today for the first time, which may assist also, but didn't give it to Ryder any peace there during the run on the 1st of April. And the last dimension in race 9, Dreamforce at Newcastle, 29th of March, beaten just a short margin, with finishing second there to Vigilance, but it had difficulty getting a run in the early part of the straight, and then once it did obtain running, it wanted to lay in and proved difficult to ride. Particularly over the concluding stages.
Okay, so that's Dreamforce there. And I'll spring Ron. Ron, Mark just mentioned Kiima there in the Sydney Cup. In the postponed race, you said, I think, earlier that it settled better?
Yeah, I would have thought so. It was settled well back in the field, but it did sort of drop the bit there going out of the straight the first time, and okay. They seemed to work those that gear change.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that, Ron. It certainly did seem to settle much better. So, as I said, it didn't. In the chairman's handicap, it did pull very hard, but it did seem to settle better with those earmuffs on in the first run of the Sydney Cup.
Okay. Good on you, Mark. Let's hope everything goes to plan today and we can enjoy it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, joining us. Ron Duffacy is there. Glenn Munsey's online from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Muns.
Oh, it's not that good, Andrew. You know,
it is. It's
every
Sydney
over.
Cup Day. Every time I wake up in the morning, Glenn, and I open my eyes, it's a good day.
I woke up every 3 hours last night, Andrew, sleeping like a baby, crying in a ball, wet myself. Oh, I can't bear it. How lucky am I that Fraser's not here? Because
no,
he would
lucky.
Just be relentless.
Very lucky.
This morning.
It would be, but
I've never seen a more bizarre game of football than last night. One bloke was in a different suburb and got a water to try.
We've got 10 races to look at. So
we have, Andrew,
gonna,
but it is Rep Sydney Cup Day, as we
we're going to keep
Take
it to
two.
A minimum. Ray Thomas is filling the boots over the next couple of weeks for
Can't
Mike Fraser.
Well.
And he will. He's even working on public holidays as well.
Yeah, probably he'll be
Thomas.
There Tuesday, Anzac Day.
She's been pumping that Lizzie Jels up on the program.
Well, she did a good job, and she's willing to work.
Yeah.
Slipped into your shoes quite easily, and they're not hard shoes to fill because you've got size 3 feet.
Oh, we need a Sally Snow calling the odds, and we'd be right.
Yeah.
Ray Thomas, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, Ronnie, and Glenn, and good morning, everyone.
And how's your confidence for the day, Ray?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a bit of a different feel, isn't it, boys, to finish the autumn carnival with an iconic race like the Sydney Cup. You never know, boys. It might prove a master stroke in programming, because I'm looking forward to this meeting.
Yep, well, who knows what the future will bring. We're obviously here for reasons a fortnight ago with Al Moonquith and the other stories, but the guys get their chance today to win a slice of $2 million. Righto, 10 races to look at, guys, so we'll keep it moving along the way. And the first, Glenn, at 11.25.
Yeah, and a 10 o'clock kickoff on Sky Thoroughbred Central today. The first, the Stratum Star, retires to Widden, handicap here for two-year-olds. We've got the Mighty Fed at $5.50. Dahad, now trained by Team Hawks, at $8. Silence is a $7 chance. Devon Early with synthetic hoof filler at $1.80 in favourite. Siam at $6.50. And Charlie Chap is a $26 chance. Well, the favourite did go up $1.90, Devon Early. It hasn't been a massive go by any stretch of the imagination. It's 50% of what we're holding. But it has firmed up. Second pick, very little between Silence, who's 6 out to 7, and Siam, who's 8 into 650.
Yeah, speed here comes from Devon Early. Looks like a running type of filly. Dahad's nice and fresh. Silence is up from 900 metres, but settled behind them the other day. But it, all in all, it does look like the favourite taking up the running.
Yeah, she should lead in control here, Ron. Getting short enough. They mentioned $1.80 now for Devon Early, but I think she's a pretty smart filly. Her first up win at Newcastle, this prep, dominant. Did a few things wrong again, Ronnie, but I think she's just a filly learning her caper by Schnitzel out of a Singspiel mare. So she's certainly bred to handle these track conditions today and just got that good natural speed. She'll lead, dictate. Coming back from a 1,200 to 1,100, no issue, given that she is on a heavy track this afternoon. And I think she's clearly the horse to beat, number four, Devon Early, on top. Number one, the Mighty Fed. I thought he did a really good job at the Warwick Farm midweeks at his second to start. Very strong late at the end of 1,200 metres here. Came back to 1,100. Mightn't suit him as well as it might the filly, but he's strong, he's tough, he can ridden close to the speed, and he'll be running home hard. Two, Dahad, showed ability early in the season, now with Team Hawks, and comes off a really impressive trial win at Rose Hill April 10, beating Tangled, who has since come out and won. He could be the horse to watch here at Dahad. And three, Silence, when he mentioned, comes off that Newcastle win at 900 metres, where he was pretty impressive late as well. But I've got Devon Early leading and dictating here, Ron, and should be very hard to run down in the first. Devon Early on top, 4, 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah, I'm with her as well. I don't end up with her. I want to bet at $1.80, though. Look good winning by Space first up at Newcastle there. Both her wins have been by big margins. Wet seems okay. I see she's got a bit of that hoof filler on since that last run. I think Siam's the big watch here. Not extended, running third in that trial, and he's out of two very good Victorian races, you know, behind Catchy and Ducimus. So I would expect, if it was fancied, it might be shorter than 650, though. Two, Dahad, obviously new stable, ex to Michael Friedman, and has had a nice sharp trial. And three, Silence. Look, went, at least it run through the line there at Newcastle at the 900, and I don't think the 1100 poses any problems. 4, 5, 2, 3.
Darren Flindell calling the action out there. He goes exactly the same way as Ron in the first. He goes 4, 5, 2 and 3 in the Stratum Star to Widden, the first at 11.25 this morning. Race two is the Schwebevesen's handicap here, Glenn. We're looking at a race over 1,200.
Yeah, benchmark 78 for three-year-olds here. Tessera back at the races today. Blinkers on, as a gelding as well, but the winkers are taken off. And it's a $7 chance. Twist Tops at $14. I thought so. The Tongue Tie and the Winkers went on after the Gosford run and has trialled since. Is favourite at $2.50. Quick Feet at $13. Gibraltar Girl at $6. Calabasas at $6.50. France is an $8 chance. And Kawakini for that man Jason Coyle at $21. Only horse they've showed interest in here is I Thought So. Went up $2.80. It's been $2.80 into $2.50. And panels away, second pick is France.
Yeah, the speed's tricky. There's no real leaders in the race, so I would think maybe I Thought So. The favourite may take no prisoners from out wide if they want to play games. Tessera was never led in his life, but he's got barrier one, so you'd think he'd just tag the leader, whoever that leader may be. Maybe Twist Tops can go forward in a race like this. I had her going more forward than the Racing and Sports Map there.
Yeah, I think you'll get across without too many problems here, Ronnie. I Thought So, and I'm not going to tip against him despite what happened at Gosford, Ronnie. Maybe just that tight track there was against him, got a little bit unbalanced under pressure in the straight and basically threw away that stakes win. But His previous two starts here at Randwick and Warwick Farm, he was dominant. He's a promising horse on the way up, I thought so, and it was get across from that slightly awkward gate here. To sit outside the leader was one he indicated, perhaps even lead, and I just think he'll be too good, I thought so. He's a nice type on the way up. Number six, Calabasas, comes off a pretty luckless run in that provincial championships final behind Mary Orr. The clear run in the straight, he should have finished a lot closer. His previous run was excellent in the Clevedon Bay heat, and he'll be getting home hard. Seven, France, is a watch horse here from the team Snowden camp. Did win first up at Canterbury, running down a speedy horse in El Venetian when resuming last prep. And he's a nice colt going forward, France. And Tessera is the watch horse. This is a galloper who won a Canonbury as a juvenile. Was stakes placed last spring. Had three trials leading into this, Ronnie. So he's had a bit of work. And if the races run to suit, he'll be getting home hard. But number three, I thought so, clearly on top in the second. 3, 6, 7, and 1.
Yeah, I'm with him as well. He's a lovely horse. Just those few gear changes seem to work in the trials there. Yeah, can't knock him at all. Top pick. Big watch on to Tessera, being a gelding now in three trials. He's a horse that did show good quality as a two-year-old. And he has a heavy track win to his credit as well, to Tessera. 5, Gibraltar Girl, did enough on an unsuitable wet track first up. At least she half-ticked that wet track box, and it won't be far away again here. And 6, Calabasas, should have finished closer last time, and he's in really good shape. He really captured my attention in the yard last time. 3, 1, 5, 6.
Righto, for Darren Flindell, he also likes the 3, I thought so, to be 2, 7, and 5. 3, 2, 7, and 5 for Darren. Currently 2.50 for I Thought So there, and all the guys are on in race 2 with tab fixed odds. Race 3, Glenn, the ATC Heritage Centre Handicap, and we remind listeners and viewers, if you're heading out there, the light rail is being built, as we know, and we want to really support the naming of that light rail stop at Randwick to be called Royal Randwick. So let's get behind that, Munns.
Well, so it should be, Andrew. That's the, it's like, you know, you're too young to remember, Andrew, the trams pulling up there at the tram stop before you got out of Randwick and walked up the stairs behind the tea house to go into Randwick. But a great opportunity to name it Royal Randwick and actually, you know, highlight the fact that there is a race course there, because you're going to have all the uni students going past and a lot of people, you know, new to the area and a busy area at Randwick there, and might get them to actually go inside the races one day. And hopefully in a few years to come, when the lights go up there and we're racing under lights at Randwick on a Friday afternoon, just straight home from work, from the city, and off to the races.
Yeah, let's support that. There'll be petition forms to name it Royal Randwick around the track today. What about the market?
Yeah, in this Heritage Centre, and it's a very, very good area of Randwick there. They've got part of it set up in the old bar there. We used to call the Mick Doyle bar there. We've got this benchmark 78. With Sizzling Bullet, we start with here, is a $4.80 chance. Black on Gold at $3.60 and favourite. Careless Choice came out yesterday, 9 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Egg Tart came out Thursday, 22 cents a win and nothing to place. Uber Tuba at 8. The Pinnacle is a $4.60 chance. Oklahoma Girl at 4. Travancore came out on, may have come out Wednesday, won yesterday at Canberra. No deduction for it. And Mullover, with a cross noseband on, is a $10 chance. Not a great deal separating the two runners here, which are Black on Gold, the most popular runner, and the grand total of $78 more on it than what the Pinnacle has. And third pick is Oklahoma Girl. Those three stand out.
Yeah, well, there's just there's no speed here, really. You'd think maybe Oklahoma Girl and Black on Gold. We're dreaming things up here. It's going to be a trot and canter up front unless something wants to seize the opportunity to go forward. Maybe a one-pacer like Sizzling Bullet could kick up. I don't know, but there's no speed at all here, eh?
Yeah, that's a concern, isn't it, Ron? Look, I'm going to lean towards number six, the Pinnacle here, more of a bit of a guess here, Ronnie, primarily because we know she can handle these heavy track conditions, and she's just got something about her, this filly. She finds under pressure. Her Warwick Farm win back in February, when she put a space in arrivals with a very heavy 10, she was dominant, had a little let up and then came out at Newcastle. Didn't have the easiest of runs, but still got home to win narrowly but impressively. And with these wet track conditions here, I think it'll certainly suit her, and she might be one who could probably settle up on speed, wanting in the right position, particularly if this becomes a bit of a sit and sprint. And I've got her on top, but with no real confidence. There's some nice three-year-olds here. One sizzling board, as Ronnie mentioned, could well go forward. He's got that residual fitness off his autumn prep. He hasn't raced since the Rosehill Guineas went unplaced, but it's had a trial in between those runs, 35 days since that Guineas. But his two previous starts, he was impressive at Randwick, over 1,800 and 2,000. Black on Gold, this is the emerging horse from the Chris Waller trio. It was good at Newcastle first up. The format of that race hasn't been all that good, but back in January did beat Harper's Choice and Northwest Passage at Randwick over 1,800 metres. Of course, Harper's Choice, runner-up in the Derby. Northwest Passage, a multiple stakes winner, and he's a horse going places, Black on Gold. And Oklahoma Girl got the line well at Warwick Farm last start, the best of the rest. Tricky race, Ron. A little feeling maybe the Pinnacle might be up on speed, making her own luck here. Six, one, two, and seven in the third.
Impossible race to read, but I'm a huge fan of this horse, Black on Gold. I think he's resumed in great style at Newcastle, and that was after a career best run at Randwick before Spelling. He looks to be a real force heading into this Queensland Carnival. The only concern I have with him is wet. Yeah, a few runs earlier in his career, I know he probably wasn't going as well, but he's yet to place in a few wet track runs. Oklahoma Girl, I like the way she powered over them late there at Warwick Farm, and she may be an Oaks filly for Chris as well. He's got a couple of these nice fillies. She's the danger. Six, the Pinnacle. Yeah, she's in good hands and on the up. Easy work winning her only heavy run, and although this is her stiffest test to date, she's got that little bit of pedigree about her as well. And number nine, Mulover. Don't be wary of this horse. She's still work in progress. That absolute bog in the Adrian Knox was against her, but I just think she has enough talent to be a force, although she'll probably have to be ridden back. They're trying to settle her in a slowly run race. 2-7, 6-9.
Yeah, Darren Flindell, race caller out there, likes the Pinnacle. He's made it his best bet of the day, number six, to beat 7-1 and 2. 6-7, 1 and 2 for Darren Flindell in race three. A 10-race card, Schweppes Sydney Cup Day, the Cup at 3:35. After the break, we'll look at race four.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
April is 5% extra discount month at ashtyvita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. ashtyvita.com.au. Use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at ashtyvita.com.au.
Excuse me, mate, does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah, it goes all the way to payday, because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train. We're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new Check and Collect feature on your Tab app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. Tab. We love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team, or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Back Monday morning at 9. Your calls on Punters Postmortem.
This is Racing HQ Saturday. Ron Duffersey and Ray Thomas are helping us with all the winners for Schweppes Sydney Cup Day. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au has the market. Glenn, for race four today.
Yeah, the Schweppes Randwick Royale, a 2,400 metre benchmark 78 here. We start with Survived as an $8 chance. Don't know how the refs did last night. Yule Dash for Cash at an $8.50 chance. Last Wish at 18. Doc Holiday is at 13. Divine Sanction came out yesterday, 10 cents a winner, nothing the place. More Energy, 5.50. Paragon, 5.50. And the favourite is Richard of York at $2.30. Only runner they've shown interest in here is Richard of York. It did go up a $4 chance, and even at that price was favourite with Divine Sanction in the race, who opened $5, but has been steadily supported all the way through, is young, Richard of York.
Yeah, Speed, look, they'll run here. Paragon likes to grind them into the ground. He goes out hard. Survived, well, went out hard at Albury, sitting outside a hot Speed. And then you've got Richard of York sitting on their tails here, in contention. But a real, for a small seven-horse field, a hard-run race, right?
Yeah, I agree, Ronnie. I'm going to lean towards Paragon over Richard of York here for a couple of reasons, Ronnie. He's taken an age to get fit this preparation, but his last two starts have indicated he's not far off winning form. At Warwick Farm, two runs back, he was driven mad in front all the way and left a sitting shot for More Energy late, who nailed him right on the line. That was 2,200 metres. Came back to 2,000 metres, which really for this horse is probably a fraction short, Ron. And he was good running second again, getting beaten right on the line by Looking at You. Finally gets out to 2,400 metres. Randwick, heavy track, ticks all those boxes. And at the odds, I thought he's seeing the better value than Richard of York. He'll lead here. As you said, Ron, he'll make this a real stamina test. And these heavy track conditions play in Paragon's favour. I think he'll give you a great side. Obviously, Richard of York is the big danger. As Glenn said, all the money has come for him. His Melbourne form's excellent. Only the one start in the heavy 4A placing, but he's got good soft track form and he's very fit, Richard of York. Doc Holliday's an improver, Ron. If this track gets back into the soft 7 range, I'd be more confident. His wheels were spinning a little there at that Warwick Farm race on the heavy 10, won by More Energy from Paragon, but it was second up day. He's fitter now and he's a horse who can improve sharply once he gets into a prep. And number 6, More Energy, well, it was tough late at the end of 2,200 metres on that bottomless track at Warwick Farm when he ran down Paragon. So on the evidence of that run, he should get the 24. He's a horse in form. It's been a good race to watch, Ronnie. I've got 7 Paragon on top at the odds. 7, 8, 4 and 6.
It is a good race. Interesting race, I must say. Look, I wish I would have taken that. Dirty I didn't take that $4, which is New York. He's rock bottom odds now. But I still think he'll win. I just think he's fresh legs here. He's been avoiding all these heavy track runs. The only time he did get on a soft track, that was two starts back at Sandown, and he put 6 lengths in them. He put 6 in them. I reckon he'll eat the conditions here. His last run was solid. He maps so beautifully here, and I think he gets in light. I think he'll beat the other, the Victorian number 1 Survived. I thought he was good at Albury. He beat More Energy home that day. He sat outside a fast speed, and although well beaten, I thought he showed a bit of heart there. 7 Paragon, no knock at all. He's back to the scene of the crime where he's 1-for-1 here at this track and distance, and the heavy track's good for him. And I would have had Doc Holliday probably the better gambles at odds on the day on a drier track.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a big, big improver. He's a real hard stayer. I remember him winning that 2,700 at Canterbury one day. 8, 1, 7 and 4.
Darren Flindell likes the 8 as well. Richard of York here for Kieran McAvoy to beat 7, 6 and 1. 8, 7, 6 and 1 for Darren in race 4. Race 5, Glenn, a Tab Highway.
Yeah, they're back. Today's the Tab Highway as a class 2 over 1,400 metres. And we'll start with Barbas, who's back at the races after a decent break. With blinkers on and a lugging bit on for Cameron Crockett at Mudgee, it's an $8 chance. Spiral at 10. Not for Export at $9. Like a Shot at $5.50. Schedule is at $4 and that price makes it favourite. A Lot Like Home at $8.50. Only Choice at $5. Diefield, an $18 chance. Zazudio came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Class Clown at $51. And Zar I'm Youthful, also a $51 chance. Not an overly vigorous betting race, this, the Tab Highway. Best supported runner is Like a Shot for Keith Dryden and Scotty Collings. 7 into $5.50. Schedule is the second pick, and it's a drift of 360 out to 4. And it's Daylight third pick, but it's not overly vigorous.
Yeah, a lot like Ohm looks the likely leader here. You've got horses like maybe Spiral going forward, Barbas, nice and fresh, 1,400 first up after 315 days off. So you'd expect him to have fresh legs going forward also. But it looks like a lot like Home to lead.
Decent tempo, Ron?
Probably an even tempo, I would have thought.
Okay. That's all I think Schedule needs here, Ronnie. I'm leaning towards his way, number five, Schedule. Gee, I was taken by his comeback win there at Scone in a race where there's been a bit of form out of it. He was very strong late, coming from well off speed to win on a soft seven. He'll improve off that. Matt Griffith bringing this horse down from Mudgee. He knows how to win these tab highways. And only lightly raced, putting together a nice record, this High Chaparral five-year-old. Five starts, two wins, three placings, and the Randwick 1,400 metres on a heavy track, no issue. A little awkwardly drawn, Ronnie, but as long as they run along a bit early, he'll get across Kieran McAvoy, find some cover, and, well, no one's riding better than Kieran at the moment. He'll bring number five Schedule down with the winning run. The danger, number four, Like a Shot, comes off a good run in decent company at Warwick Farm midweeks behind P and Missimo, ran a nice fourth that day. He'll improve off that in his right grade here, Like a Shot, and certainly will be right in the mix. Barbast, resuming off that long spell, won the English Challenge as a juvenile. Has had two trials going into this, but just 1,400 metres first up on a testing track. He's a class horse, but it's a bit of an ask. And number six, A Lot Like Home, in form, gets in well with Andrew Atkins' claim, as Ronnie said, probably leads and potentially dictates here, will run a race. But I like this horse, run number five Schedule. He's had a powerful finish, and with even luck in running, he's the horse to beat in the Tab Highway. Schedule on top, 5, 4, 1, and 6.
Yeah, this is one of the toughest highways I've had to do form on. I'm not real confident about this race. I thought Spiral looked value with a Doombin Saturday win under his belt. He's in form. I know he's got a poor winning strike rate. But he just seems to be going well, and he'll be tough here with the claim for Magorian. The more I look at it, I'm sort of liking Like a Shot more. I sort of locked into these tips on Thursday, and I've put a bit more work into this race, but Like a Shot really caught the eye running on late after that slow start at Warwick Farm last time. He just has to, he's got a bit of a habit of that. If he jumps, I think he could map a lot better here today from that inside draw. 7 only choice, very hard horse to read. I thought it was a real eye-catcher on the heavy 8 at his debut. And then, look, he got the job done back on a good 3 there at Orange. I've got a very close eye on him here today, and not for export. Well, how can you judge this horse? It was 200-1 when it ran third in the country championships final. I'm not saying it wasn't a good run, because he was out on the worst part of the track there that day, and it was an enormous effort. But, geez, considering the rest of his form, was that a fluke? I don't know. If it wasn't, he'll just about win. I respect Schedule, and I respect Barbass, but, geez, it's a big ask, 1,400 first up after such a long break. 2, 4, 7, 3, tricky race.
A tricky race, and it looks like you just want to get to the yard and have a look at a few of them there, Ron.
I'd like a bit more of a feel for the race, to tell you the truth.
Yep. Darren Flindell likes Only Choice, who's only had the two runs, the 7, to beat 4, 1, and 3. 7, 4, 1, and 3 for Darren in race 5. Race 6, Glenn, a lot of interest in the bottom horse here, Grand Dreamer, scratched from Caulfield, part owned by our good mates that will join us after 9 on Radio and Sky 1, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And in this ATC membership, this is a benchmark 85 over the mile. Danger returns today at $31. Montauk is at $3.50. We go to Himalaya Dream with Winkers On at $16. Soviet Courage at $31. My Giuliano out this morning, 13 cents a winner, nothing the place. Broadside out Friday, 19 cents a winner, nothing the place. Timeless Prince at 7, the dual acceptor. My Psychiatrist, needed him last night. Blinkers On, $4. Grand Dreamer is the $2.70 favourite. Well, we'll have a look at this. It's about 70% of the money, if not more, on Grand Dreamer here. Did go up as much as $6 in a full field. Was into a $3, well, into favourite when Broadside came out yesterday, and then firmed up again this morning. It did go up to 70. It remains at that price there. Second pick is My Psychiatrist, a very long way away from Grand Dreamer.
Yeah, the problem's the tempo now that we've lost Broadside. We've lost a leader. Look, most people have My Psychiatrist leading. When she did lead, it was a mile and a half there at Randwick before Spelling, and was probably up there in a 2,000 metre race at Rose Hill. But over a mile, she's not going to roll too fast, although who knows. Montauk, well, interesting, they want to find cover with him, so where's the cover come from? I can't see it. So maybe it comes from the stablemate Soviet Courage. So a tricky, tricky little race. It's going to be a sit sprint affair.
Yeah, I find this one almost impossible to read now that Broadside's out, Ronnie. I've come back to number two, Montauk, for a couple of reasons. Look, I know he's had a little break between runs, 7 weeks, but he came off an extended prep. He's got that residual fitness off that preparation. He was racing very consistently at 2,000 metres prior to having his little freshen up. But comes into this race off the back of a Warwick Farm trial, 1,600 metres. I think he'll settle probably in the first two or three, Ronnie. If they find cover, that's a bonus. And he's just a tough horse, Montauk, who seems to have finally found his niche here. And the heavy track, a slight concern, but at his most recent run, that was that bottomless track at Randwick when Astronomus won. He ran third and got through it okay. I'm just banking on his residual fitness, giving him the edge here to Montauk. From seven timeless prints now, he caught my eye last start in that Warwick Farm race behind Brigadoon Rise. He was getting home hard late, carried a big weight on that occasion, dropped considerably here today, handles wet tracks and is value. Look, Grand Dreamer comes right into the contest, doesn't he, Ronnie? Good luck to Dino and Mark Hunter with this horse. He's got good second-up stats, excels on heavy tracks and has no weight to carry. Lot to like about him. And number eight, My Psychiatrist, with the blinkers on, I'm sure can improve. Tricky race, Ron. Run of the race stuff, so vital here. Two Montauk on top, but no confidence. 2, 7, 9, and 8 in race six.
Yeah, the only tick Grand Dreamer doesn't get is gate speed. He gets back and he's got no early speed. So without having Broadside in the race, it's probably a negative for him. I would have rather taken the $4 with Broadside in the race than 270. Now, I still think he'll win. I still think he'll win. He's had 27 days and a nice little jump out at Caulfield since running into dead ends late there at Ballarat. I think he gets in light, loves it wet. He was off the map, bolting in second up last preparation at Moonee Valley, and I think it's a similar situation here today. All I need to tick off is, you know, the back markers can get home here and he'll win. I think Montauk's the danger. He just loves Randwick. He loves Abdullah. It's as simple as that. Of the others, 8 My Psychiatrist. At least she's going to be just chipping away there with those blinkers back on. Interesting, they have gone on. Shows intent. I would have thought they may have gone on third up at 2,000 metres or so. But still, that's a good gear change for the way the makeup of this race. And Timeless Prince, I agree. He likes Randwick. Should have finished closer last time, and the wet's okay for him. I like 9, 9, 2, 8, 7.
Darren Flindell likes My Psychiatrist for Corey Brown, number 8, to be 2, 9, and 3. 8, 2, 9, and 3 in race number 6. Back to look at race 7 in a moment.
Sky Sports Radio has the perfect recap of your weekend's racing.
Monday morning at 9, Punters Postmortem will wrap up Sydney Cup Day, along with all the autumn carnival racing at Randwick and Rosehill.
Well, every horse has got a target in the spring and an autumn, you know, if they're good enough. So.
Yeah, it's all about placement and putting your horses in the right time.
Hear racing analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, and you can talk to the boys on 13 53 53.
Punters Postmortem.
Monday morning at 9, Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $500,000 projected first four pool on the Sydney Cup at Royal Randwick today, and a $75,000 projected quaddy pool at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. And you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-440-2414. 1300 425 438 or visit toyotaskidsdealowner.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love a $500,000 projected first ball pool on the Sydney Cup today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And on Racing HQ, four races to go. The big one still to come. The Schwepp Sydney Cup at 3:35 with Ron and Ray. And Glenn's got the market now for race 7, the Randvet Handicap. Glenn?
Yeah, benchmark 90 here, Andrew, over 1,000 metres, where Sabacus back at the races today is a $6 chance. I Am the Lady at 16. Wouldn't It Be Nice, 23. Hart Tester out this morning, no deduction. Ziggy Willy, 14. Nyetta at $2 and favourite. Paint at 16, Highly Geared at 18, Super Maxi at 6, and Rose of Man is a $26 chance. Well, one of the more confidently supported runners on the day here, Nyetta, went up a $2.30 chance with Hart Tester in the races, a $51 chance. It's been $2 for a couple of days now. Easily the best supported runner here. Second pick with a one-fifth of the amount of money on it is Super Maxi.
Speed here inside and out. You've got Super Maxi just kicking up from barrier one and Highly Geared coming across from the outside. For a 1,000-metre race, there's not speed in numbers here, so that's the only little danger to this favourite.
Yeah, I've got her on top, Ronnie Nader. I think she's a quality mare. We heard from John Thompson earlier. He's got some big plans for this mare later in the year and indeed this preparation. And she comes into this race off a couple of terrific trials. She hasn't been let go in either, but has been bolting in both. And we know she sprints well fresh. We know she handles soft and heavy tracks. She did have one failure on a bottomless track, a heavy 10 one day there, Ronnie, but she's won on the heavy, is unbeaten on the soft, goes particularly well fresh, and she's quality. Just needs a little bit of a touch in luck and running, as you said, with the tempo, and also given the track conditions, whether they can make ground, that'll be the other slight concern, but I'll bank on her class, number 6, Nader. I think she'll be too good for these. The danger is number 9, Super Maxi, because he'll hold that inside rail. He's a horse who handles wet tracks. He comes off a good win on a very wet track last start. He's rock hard fit, and he just takes place out of this prep. Going well, Super Maxi. He'll take running down. Number 1, Sir Bacchus, also coming into this race fresh, 1,000 metres short of his best, but I've loved both these soft trials going into this race. He has sprinted well fresh over 1,200 previously. 1,000 metres, obviously, as I said, a touch short, but if he's close enough at the 200, watch for Sir Bacchus charging home, and I'm convinced number 7, Paint, is way over the odds here. He'll be up on speed, coming across with Highly Geared. He's a horse who handles wet tracks, goes well fresh, and he'll give you a sight. He's never far away, Paint, and at $16, he's worth something each way. But Nyetta, she's the class horse, Ronnie, and the one to beat in race 7. 6, 9, 1, and 7.
Only a leaderish track would beat her, I would expect. The time she was beat on that heavy 10 at, I think it was Warwick Farm that day, it was 1,400 metres, and that's not her go. I think she'll win. Super Maxi up in class, but at least he's up and running, and with a 1,000-metre wet track win under his belt. I'm very wary of the top two here. I know I Am the Lady's a dry tracker, but I just think don't doubt her ability here. Likewise with Sir Bacchus. They're out of their distance range, but look out if they're swooping. They could play some part in this finish. 6 should win 9-2-1.
6 as well for Darren Flynn. Waddell Nyetta to beat 9-8-3. 6-9-8-3 in race 7. Now the big one of the day, the $2 million Schwepp Sydney Cup. A projected first four pool here, Glenn, of nearly, well, they're projecting around $500,000.
Yeah, and Andrew, we've changed the way we describe. You know, in the past we would have said we've got a jackpot of $100,000, for example, going into this first four pool. And the first question the majority of people wanted to ask you, but yeah, how much is the pool going to finish? So we're changing it now through all the stats and data that we've got to project what we think the pool will finish at, so people can actually taper the way that they bet into these pools. And a lot of people like to know how much the pool that they're going to be betting into.
So you're not guaranteeing it?
No, it's based on everything that we've got, that we think the pool will get to $500,000. But
it's a big dividend, a big pool.
Oh, well, Ronnie, you know, we're not here to, you know, make wicker baskets. You know, we're here to...
So you really think this is going to hold $500,000, the first... We're out of carnival time now, really.
I tell you what, don't you think this is a race with a little bit more depth than we had in the previous one?
Well, obviously, yeah, we've got a couple of extra runners. Yeah. Obviously, we lost one or two, but it's an interesting race. But I find it interesting you think you're going to hold half a million on the first four? Yeah.
And then Ray threw it out there, you know, just a little aside that he said in his intro there, well, maybe this is a chance, you know, to change the programming around and put this as the last race in the carnival. But he's always thinking, Ray, isn't he?
Well, he's on top of all that stuff.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking about is a marketplace.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew. That's thanks for your support once again. Here we go. Who Shot the Barman is an $11 chance. Libran at $18. Tally at $13. Boom Time at $23. Chance to Dance at $18 with Synthetic Hoof Filler on. Big Duke, the favourite, at $3. Harlem at $26. Annus Mirabilis at $31. Mr. Impatience, named after you, Andrew, $71. Penglai Pavilion at $6. He's got winkers on today. Kinemar at $26. Earmuffs on, the pacifier's off, and Timmy Clark to ride a half over at $52.5. Lasquetti Spirit at $13. Pentathlon at $71. Polarisation, $6.50. Put the pen through the bottom two and no deduction for either. Well, since the market went up here, All In Monday, Big Duke 350 in, 330 Final Field Wednesday, $3 now, 40% of the money invested on the race is on Big Duke. Second pick is Who Shot the Barman, who you could have had as much as 15 about earlier. Third pick is Not a Great Deal between Penglai Pavilion, Polarisation, and right behind them, Tally.
Yeah, interesting speed map. Well, Penglai Pavilion drawn the outside or stride over with, well, Boom Time is a go-forward horse. We've got Polarisation, who's got a little bit of speed as well. Well, Chance to Dance wasn't far off the other day. And the question mark is Lasquetti Spirit. Mm-hmm. We know she's a slug early in her races, in the first 100, 150 metres. How does she come out of the barriers here? Does she take it up from the start, or does she get chopped out like she was last time? All in all, a lovely staying test.
You love watching 2 mile races, Ronnie, but particularly this Sydney Cup today with Lasquetti Spirit in it. I take your point. She is slow away and takes a while to get into stride, but that barrier draw suits her. It'll give Bobby Liss the chance to just let her grind forward and eventually work to the front, maybe by the turn out of the straight the first time. Then we know we're going to get this terrific, genuine staying contest in this Sydney Cup. I can't wait for this racer. I was on Big Duke 2 weeks ago. I'm going to stick with him. Slight concern. I read a quote from Darren Weir during the week when he would have preferred Big Duke on the prep backup after his chairman's win into the Sydney Cup 2 weeks ago rather than the prep he's had going into this race, obviously, with what's happened. But he took Big Duke back home to Victoria. He's a master trainer of stayers, and this horse has been up a while, but if anything, his form has got better and better, and his Sydney form super. Won the Mannion Cup on protest and then won the Chairman's Handicap carrying 58 and was dominant. Drops to 52 today. Darren Weir's got the big race specialist Glenn Boss back from Singapore to ride, and I think he's the horse to beat, Big Duke. Gee, what do you say about Charlie Appleby and his English stage, Ronnie? Everything he brings to Australia, it seems, performs, as did Polarisation and Penglai Pavilion in the No race 2 weeks ago. They were terrific, they were strong, and right in the mix late. They'll do so again here. Polarisation was powerful late when he won that No race, so to speak. Little gear change for Penglai Pavilion, and when you talk to the stable, you've had the sense all the way along that they've got him slightly on top of Polarisation, so you must respect that. And look, I think the filly will give a terrific sight, the Lasquetti Spirit. Talking to Lee Curtis during the week, he's always on about how she powers through the line, Ronnie, and wants to keep going. She just loves to run. Who's to say she won't run the 3,200 metres right out and give these older stayers something to chase? This will be a great spectacle, the Sydney Cup. I've got 6 Big Duke on top, 14, 10 and 12.
Yeah, tricky race. I'm staying with the Europeans here. Just trusting the eye a little bit. I don't know these horses and I don't know what they should look like, but to me, Penglai Pavilion looked to have more room to move in the yard than Polarisation, so I'll just gamble on that fact alone. I'm 10 from 14. I think Chance to Dance will run a race here. He'll be the forgotten horse in the market. He'll get out here and he'll just love sitting off a bit of pressure here and might run a cheeky race. And best of the rest, I thought, was 12, Lasquetti Spirit. I'd love to see her run well because she's just such a crowd favourite, the way she races and the style she is. If there's an upset, I'm thinking it might be Kinema, number 11. 10, 14, 5 and 12.
Righto, 10 as well here for Darren Flindell. Penglai Pavilion to beat 14, 5 and 6. 10, 14, 5 and 6. And Tony Brazel way back this morning also liked the 10. to win today's Schwepp Sydney Cup. Race 9, the second last, Glenn, at 4.15.
Yeah, the tab.com.au here. This is a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres and another Melbourne visitor here in Mossendale. For the Gelagotis boys, it's a $5 chance. Roaring to Win is $8. Lazy Axel at $13. Supply and Demand favourite at $3. Kanachi at $12. Timeless Prince out because it's running earlier, no deduction. Dreamforce, $4.80. Distinctive Look out Thursday, 2 cents a win, nothing the place. Colosseum King out this morning, no deduction. Pianissimo at $9. And Mr. McBat is a $21 chance. Scratch from Kembla to run here. Not a bad betting race. There's basically money for every runner that's left, bar Lazy Axel. The best supported runner of those is Mossendale in front of Supply and Demand, then Roaring to Win.
Mr. McBat, 61 to 21, is my write down properly?
51, 61, 21, yep.
Money or adjustments?
Money. He sits, Mr. McBat, for fourth pick.
Okay. Speed, I don't know. Most maps have got Supply and Demand in front, but the only time he led was at a mile last start, and he's two trials. Yeah, well, maybe he does lead. Kanachi, Lazy Axel, and Mossendale will slide across there from the outside now that he's at 1,400 metres.
If he doesn't lead, he'll be up on speed, Ronnie. As you said, probably nothing else really to take him on, Supply and Demand. And I'm with him today. I've always been a bit of a fan of the source. He's no world beater, but he's as tough as they come because he parks himself on the speed. A couple of his runs earlier this prep, he was wide and had no luck and was still boxing on late in the race. Then he got out to 1,600 metres at Warwick Farm, and he dominated that race on a heavy eight. That literally was 6 weeks ago, admittedly, but the format of that race is terrific. The two place getters have won since. He's got a couple little trials to keep him tuned up. He loves wet tracks on his home course here, Randwick. And back to 1,400, I've got no issue at all with, given he's got that residual fitness. I'm with him, Supply and Demand here. The best horse in the race, though, I'm convinced, is number 7, Dreamforce. Very promising 4-year-old by Fastnet Rock. Only had the 6 starts, hasn't missed a place. 1-3, very good first up at Newcastle. Probably should have won when beaten a nose by Vigilance, who's unbeaten in 4 starts. And he didn't have the best of luck that day, Dreamforce. The query, though, Ronnie, is the heavy track. And we heard from John Thompson earlier, he was a little wary about how Dreamforce would handle these conditions. If he gets through them and has any luck in running, he'll be winning Dreamforce. 2 Roaring to Win, terrific at Rose Hill last start. Tempo here, a slight concern, but he's fit and in form now. And similarly, number 10, Pianissimo, won over a trip probably short of his best at Warwick Farm first up, out to 1,400 metres here with the claim and wet track. He's right in the contest. But for Supply and Demand, he'll be up there for a long way and give you a terrific sight in race 9. 4, 7, 2 and 10.
Yeah, I'm going to gamble on the track's not going to be too bad for Dreamforce here. I know we're only working off one barrier trial that they were a bit concerned about him not handling the going. I think he's a really progressive type. He should have won first up. And I can't see him not improving off that. I'll go with him. I'm wary of Mossendale here. He's had a month since his first up run. He trialled well prior to that first up run. And I think he's well graded here on a soft track at 1,400 metres with that good-looking record with the claim here. 10, Pianissimo, I thought overachieved there first up on the wet track. Good signs that he's in for a good preparation. Best of the rest is obviously Supply and Demand. Just a little on the fence. I know it was a big win at Warwick Farm, and he had that 45 days and 2 trials to keep him up to the mark. I just thought he could have trialled a little bit better, but Gaze horses can do that, and the market suggests that he's right in order. 7, 1, 10 and 4.
Darren Flindell calling the action. He likes Roaring to Win here, number 2, for the Snowdens to beat 4, 1 and 5. Roaring to Win, 2, 4, 1 and 5, Darren in race 9. And the big day out at Randwick wraps up the hashtag the races handicap, Glenn, for the fillies and mares.
Yeah, benchmark 76 over 1,400. Replique the toppy is a $21 chance. Via Napoli at $4.80. Then we go to Anisha at $7. Cottage came out yesterday, 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Heavenly Anna at 6. Leamy Astray out this morning, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. Gretna, $3.20 and favourite. Siren's Fury out Thursday, 15 cents a win, nothing the place. It's in at Doomben. Alliterate is an $18 chance. Countess Marinov at $4.40. Scratch from Y on Wednesday for this. And Behest with a lugging bit on, but the tongue control bit taken off at $61. Quietest betting race of the day by far. Round of drinks here, and that's it on Heavenly Anna.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's a bit of a trap race to finish on. Speed, where do we look for here? Countess Marinov's pretty fit. You got a horse like Gretna, who was ridden more forward last time, and they got a result. Replique Fresh first up, more of a 2,000-metre horse, and Via Napoli will probably box seat behind them. But Lemia Stray's scratching there has opened it up to... Look, I really don't agree with that map there. I don't think there's solid pressure. I think it's a tactical affair.
Yeah, I'd say they might ride Gretna similarly, Ronnie, as they did at Warwick Farm when Tommy Berry was aggressive and she jumped to the front and dominated in a return to form. So from that barrier eight, she probably crosses and leads. I just hope there's enough tempo for Heavenly Anna now that Liam Estray is out of this race. I was confident she'd run very, very well with a solid tempo up front. And like a two runs back, a first up run on a very wet track at Rose Hill on Golden Slipper Day, I thought was super when she charged home late. Final race of the day that day, Pomelo was too fast, too speedy, too good, but Heavenly Anna's second was an eye-catcher. Second up in the provincial championships final, look, she does look disappointing on face day. It's hard to find an excuse for her, but as we know, the track was iffy that day, and she was boxing on OK midfield running eighth to Mary Orr. I just think maybe the second up factor could have played against her here. Third up today, she's ready to go, Heavenly Anna, and she's normally a mare who does string together some very consistent performances, and I think if she gets any sort of luck in running here, she can win this number five, Heavenly Anna. From seven, Gretna, I was on her all the way through, jumped off at Warwick Farm, change of tactics worked, she bolted in. She may well get that soft lead again, Ron, and if that's the case, she'll be hard to run down. Countess Marinov's enjoying these wet tracks, and she's racing consistently, comes out of the Gretna race. Chandana was fourth that day, she's won since, so Countess Marinov won't be far away. And I think Anisha's back in a right grade here. She was just outclassed in Emancipation, but she's a handy mare who enjoys these heavy track conditions. And the last, Heavenly Anna, not as confident as I was 24 hours ago, Ronnie, but I'll stay with her. 5, 7, 10 and 3.
Yeah, I want to look at her before I back her, but I quite like the look of Via Napoli here. Last preparation, she beat Anisha twice, and then she was beaten by top of my list on a heavy track before Spelling. Top of my list went over the carnival here. All that form looks good for me. I know she's got 60.5 kilos, but I think she's earned it. I want to go with her. I think Heavenly Anna's the danger. Just a little bit flat second up after that hard first up run on that bog track at Rose Hill. I think she can improve. Gretna should get some on-pace favours now, and now that she's found form, should hold it. And Countess Marinov meets her better at the weights here today, if you want to believe in that. But 2, 5, 7 and 10.
Darren Flindell's gone the two as well, Ron, in the last to beat 3, 10 and 5. 2, 3, 10 and 5 for Darren at 480 at the moment, the boys' top fancy in the last. All right, Ray, how's your confidence with the best bet?
Yeah, race 2, number 3, I thought so, Andrew. I think he is a safe bet today.
Race 2, number 3, I thought so. We'll hear tomorrow on Sky Sports Radio between 7 and 10 with the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, and then on Anzac Day, mate. We look forward to that in the morning from 7.
Thanks so much, Andrew, and good luck to all the listeners this afternoon.
Good on you, Ray. Ray Thomas there. What about you, Ron? Are you going to... There's a couple of races you want to get to the theatre of the horse, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I think there's a lot of likeable favourites here today, which can be dangerous on wet tracks. But, look, I like the Victorian, the boys' horse, Grand Dreamer. I think sets up beautifully for him. If he can overcome a slowly run race, I think he's too well weighted and too well set up for him here. Race 6, number 9, Grand Dreamer.
Okay, so race 6, number 9, Grand Dreamer is Ron's best, and you'll hear his material right through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central and on Sky Sports Radio right through the afternoon. Thank you, Duff.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day. Glenn Munsey is leaving us as well. Glenn, you've got 15 seconds for the Jockey's Challenge.
Kieran McAvoy, $1.40. Brett Navdulla at 6. Blake Shin, 6.50. Tommy Berry at 8. Tim Clark, 15. Corey Brown, 81. Ty Anglin, 101. and any other jockey. 201 on the Birch of Muesli nearly went all over poor old Larry Screen.
Ah, it's good stuff, Glenn. You go and enjoy that. It's a bit different to the egg and bacon we've enjoyed, thanks to the ATC. But enjoy the day out there, mate. Let's hope it's a ripper.
Yeah, and those on the M5 out of my way, please. I've got to be there by 10.
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. Don't forget Sky Thoroughbred Central. They're on air in an hour with all the previews, starting off with Randwick with the first race at 11.25 today. The gates opening for members at 10.15. We'll talk more about that shortly on Sky One and Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz, by DeVortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Get up to 45% off selected Sealy mattresses during the snooze. Huge Easter sale. Hurry ends this weekend. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. We're seeing big delays in Mossman on Military Road at Cardinal Street, all thanks to a burst water main. Two seabound lanes are closed. The Sydney Harbour Bridge and toll works are affecting southbound traffic. We've got special event clearways in Mossman, Kirribilli and the CBD this weekend, so check signs before you park and allow extra travel time if you are heading to the airport. We're seeing extensive delays around both terminals. Also, the M5 inbound under speed from Kingsgrove Road. The Caravan Camping and Holiday Super Show, April 25 until April 30 at Rose Hill Racecourse. Look for your free copy of the Super Show official show guide in tomorrow's Sunday Telegraph. I'm Jess Capaluba on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Back Monday morning at 9. Your calls on Punters Postmortem.
This is Racing HQ, and we're about to go and have a chat with Brett Devine. Sky Racing One is with us, as well as Sky Sports Radio. Good to have your company for Racing HQ. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, it's swept Sydney Cup Day. Lots of people, we want to get out there and watch this staying two-mile test today.
Yeah, good morning again, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. It is Schweppes Sydney Cup Day and a further extension of the carnival, I guess. Ben's an extra day of Group 1 racing at Royal Randwick, and really urging people to come out and enjoy the atmosphere as that carnival really does wind down. Of course, people that bought a golden pass at the start of the carnival, Ben, was about 6 weeks ago, but those people that have that will be honouring that today for entry to the race course. So if you've got your golden pass from the start of the carnival, bring that along today and that'll get you in. You've already paid your way into the race course. Of course, that opens at 10:15 a.m. for members today and 10:30 for general admission customers. It's a huge 10 race card, so a slightly earlier start there. And also mentioning too, Benz, there is a little bit of Winx merchandise left over. Wow, what a horse she is and has been all through the carnival. A lot of people I've seen on social media that's turning up at Churchill Downs, some of these hats. And so she really is being seen right across the world. Your chance to buy some memorabilia there today. And, of course, the proceeds go to the Thoroughbred Rehabilitation Trust, a wonderful cause. And big day of racing today, but of course a very important day on Tuesday for the nation in Anzac Day and the ATC with the Australian Racecourse Christian Chaplaincy, and Reverend Colin Watts will lead a ceremony out there to remember all of our fallen and current servicemen and women. So free entry there on Tuesday at Royal Randwick for that great day, Anzac Day, and looking forward to two big days here at Royal Randwick once again.
Yep, today and Tuesday for Royal Randwick. Thanks a lot, Brett. Enjoy it out there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. Time to look at Caulfield in Melbourne. 9 races to look at. Overcast, soft 5. They had 3 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. Race one, you can take out number one. Race two, the scratchings are 7 and 9. The third, take out number four. Race four, the scratching is number 12. Race five, the two emergencies, 17 at 18. Race six at Caulfield, the scratchings are 10, 13 and 14. Race seven, 5 and 10 are out. Race eight, 6, 7, 14 and 15. And race nine, the last takeout, 4, 6, 10, 11, 15 and the emergency 17 and 18. So we're on a soft five, and Dean Lester's online. Happy Saturday to you, Dean.
And happy Saturday to you too, Andrew.
I do hope it's an extra happy Saturday with Grand Dreamer. We've been discussing it, mate. Duff's tipped it all over it and made it his best bet. The only concern is it's going to be a slowly run race, they have been saying.
Is that right? Well, that's not ideal, but I believe he's got all the price, so look forward to it winning for him.
The report's good, I guess. Hearing the right thing.
Yep, the horse as well. He ran really well first up, but that was the little catch first up. There wasn't a lot of speed in that race, but 1600 and soft ground really does suit him.
All right, well, that's Grand Dreamer, and it's also part owned by Mark Hunter. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. Yes, as usual, he hasn't waited for the owners. He's just pulled straight in, Duffy. He's not bad.
Yeah, no, he looked at the names and thought, I've got to get in first before these two.
He followed Munzer in, waiting for the bidding to go up, and then just pounced.
He did. Anyway, I hope it runs well for you. Sounds like you just need a little bit of pace, and the horse is there ready to go. Good luck to you both. All right, well, let's look at Caulfield. A bit overcast, Dino. I'm looking at the radar. It looks pretty clear at this stage.
From where I am, it's okay. Mark would probably have a better handle on that.
What's it like?
Good morning. It's a bit overcast, but there's absolutely no sign of rain here.
Okay, righto. All right, let's have a look at them with Tab Fixed Odds in the first race. Number two, Refectory for Damien Oliver, $8.50. Three, Bayanova, $2.75. Four, Prize at $3.80. Five, Spur on Gold is at $3.30. Six, Champion at $9.50. And Trending Heart, number seven, is a $19 chance. Bayanova's been sort of 310, 270, 275, and Prize has been sort of 460 and now $3.80 with the scratching of Like a Carousel. Dean, how do you see the first?
Yeah, well, there's not a lot between, I think, the ones that ran at Oakbank on Monday over 3,600. They've had a busy week and they renew battle again. I'm going to go with Bayanova, though. I think D Dunn gets this mare better than probably the rider last time, and just will wind her up and get her going, and she might be able to turn the tables on Prize, who's going really well since joining the Simon Wild Yard. Spur on Gold, likewise, flying since it's joined the Grant Young stable, and Refectory. Damien Oliver will probably have to crank this one up a fair way out as well, but it can whack away into the money. But there's not a lot between them, 3, 4, 5, and 2.
Yeah, I agree with Bayanova. It's not normally a race I'd bet in here, the 4,000-metre race, but I think this will win. It did miss the boat in Adelaide. Dwayne takes over here, and with that mid-race move that Refectory will make, it just might set the race up perfectly for this horse to come off their back and be too strong, and I think it can win. I put number 5, Spur on Gold, in for second. It's going great guns since joining Grant Young. 2, Refectory, stuck on okay last time, and 6, Champion, who just might struggle to run the trip, but I think 3 will win here, 3, 5, 2, and 6.
Matt Hill, of course, calling all the action at Caulfield. He likes 5, Spur on Gold in the first. 5 to beat 3, 4, and 2 in race number 1. Race 2 at Caulfield, the Thomas North over the mile. 1 Elite Tiger, $6.50. 2 Unbreakable at $5.50. 3 Payout Bro, $3.10. 4 Aurum Spirit at $18. 5 Super Haze, $7.50. 6 Celtic Tiger at $21. Grand Dreamer's out, obviously. 8 Cape Set at $8.30. 9 out and 10 Mr. Churchill at $5. It opened at $7 and now $5 for Mr. Churchill, number 10. Looking up the board here, Payout Bro, $3.10. The favourite, just a fraction easy. Mark in race 2.
Yeah, I don't like this race. I just wonder how the track is. If it's any worse than soft five, then my top two picks are in real trouble. I'll tip number 10, Mr. Churchill, on top, who's flying. It'll go forward in what looks like a slowly run race, settle in the first three, and get every chance. But it certainly wouldn't want to track on the worst side of a soft five. To beat number 8, Capset, I think will spear out and lead. It'll control the race. Again, it just does not want the track too soft. 3, Payout Bro, coming from midfield. It'll be grinding home as it always does. Got a good chance. And number five, Super Haze, probably a run short and probably 400 metres short, but it'll be very strong down the outside. It certainly wouldn't shock. 10, 8, 3 and 5.
I'm going to go with Pay Up Bro. I think 3 weeks between runs up to 1600 is ideal. Actually, I think Jordan Childs rides this horse better than anyone else, and he'll wind him up. And I think he might get over the top of them today. Unbreakable stayed at 1400 last start. I don't think that's suited. Out to the mile here from a good draw, can run well. Elite Tiger's been running well. Gets Ben Allen here in a good draw. He can be competitive again. And I think Super Haze is the best horse in the race, but it's probably short of his best trip. That's the worry. Month between runs probably keeps him fresh enough to run well. But I quite like Pay Up Bro here. 3, 2, 1, 5.
Matt Hill likes it as well. Pay Up Bro number 3 to beat 5, 1 and 8. 3, 5, 1 and 8. Jordan Childs, Dean, is one of those jockeys. I've got a couple of mates who just back him. And he continually rides winners at double-figure odds.
I was going to say, that'd be a long way in front, Andrew. He rides plenty of winners, and he's building a really good profile, I reckon.
Yeah, no, he's been consistent of late. Let's move to race three, the Vobis Gold Mile, and we should mention a lot of healthy prize money today there with the Vobis money, the Vobis horses. Race three, Burning Gold, is $1.65. Two Zabrins at $9.50, Bring Something at $35, Entree New at $8.50, Mr. Individual at $13, Charlevoix 21, Ashdam is at $41, Costello number 9 at $26, Belle Burgess, can it do it again, $12, and Manageress at $11. It's been a bit easy, Manageress. Up the top though, Burning Front, $1.80 at open, got to $1.75 and now $1.65. Dean, in race three, looks well suited under the conditions of the race.
He certainly does, Andrew. He's the one to beat. His winning run came to an end last start, but I reckon it shouldn't have. I thought they just overdid the aggressiveness in front last time out, and it ultimately set it up for Observational, who then won the Easter Cup. Under the set weight here, he's so well suited. He can let Belle Burgess lead, sit outside him. There's speed outside. He'll hold them off, and then he'll just get into a rhythm, and he'll just be too good. Entrenou placed in this race last year, and you'd think Gerald Egan's aiming for the good money again, and I think he'll achieve a good part of it. I think he can run second. Charlevoix resuming. He was in a very fast trial recently and run off his feet, but at 1600 first up, he can run a bit of a race. And Zabrins, who only run this race twice, he's won it in 2015, he ran second to Red Bomber last year. He was fourth up last year. He's seventh run into the preparation this year. He's a bit deeper in. I've put him in for fourth. 1, 5, 7 and 2.
Yeah, I think it's a very good exactor in the same order there. Number one, Burning Front wins. He's just so well off. He did go too hard at Bendigo. He'll get a beautiful run here. And at the weights, you just think he has to be too good. I certainly do think number five, Entree New, will run a place, probably second. He's back in great form. He'll sit back off the genuine speed and be strong late. Two Zabrins, I think he's got a great place chance, and the sting out will help. And down to maybe number nine, Costello. Good win last time. This is much harder, and the weights are against it. But ridden quietly, a lot of these will be getting tired. It should be running on. 1, 5, 2 and 9.
Matt Hill likes the favourite as well. Burning Front number one to be 2, 10 and 5. 1, 2, 10 and 5 in race three. Race four is the Troa Vobis Gold Heath. It's a $250,000 race over the 2,000 metres. Checking the latest with Tab Fixed Odds here. Number one, Adirondack at 18. Tarquin at $9.50. Hardcall at 5. Olanera 26. Blue Jangles 51. Serfontaine 26. Kootalan 18. Royal Butterfly at 55. Ruthven number nine at $2.25. Rockstar Rebel at 7. And Toffee Nose, scratched from Adelaide where it had a wide barrier, it's at $6.50. The nine hasn't changed much here, Mark, in the marketplace, $2.25 since the market opened.
Yeah, gee, I think that's short enough. Andrew, coming off that real heavy track 2,400-metre run last time, I'm tipping number 10, Rockstar Rebel. I might be going off a run early. This horse is progressing beautifully. It's heading for the South Australian Derby, and it's just on the right track. I think it's got a great hope today running on to beat number 9, Ruthven. May well win. Did have a tough run in those conditions last time. Has to come back to 2,000. I think 3 Hardcall is in great form, and the sting out really advantages it. And fourth pick number 2, Tarquin, who had no luck last time, should get a lovely run just behind him. G, Just has to get out of the way of the tiring leaders, and it's got a chance. 10, 9, 3 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ruthven. I agree, he's too short. I don't know that the Derby was such a slowly run race and more like a 600 metre sprint home. I know it was testing ground, but backing Kieran Marin as much as anything here, that he wouldn't press on with the horse unless he was happy with him. I'm going to go with Ruthven to beat Tarquin. I don't know where he was going to finish last week, but it should have been closer. He just, when the leaders collapsed, he ran straight into the back of them and then couldn't get going. The momentum was all out wide. Hard Call's been flying. He's won four of his past five. Won at 1950 last start. He's won on his home track. He handles soft ground. And I put Toffee Nose in next best, who I thought probably was a bit disappointing last start. Maybe looking for 2,000 on the softer ground suits. 9, 2, 3 and 11.
The 3 is the fancy for Matt Hill. That's Hard Call for John Salani. 3 and Stephen Baster. 3 to be 10, 9 and 11 for Matt Hill in race 4. I wonder what Miles is doing today, Dean. Any idea what he's doing on his first Saturday since not calling?
No. I see on Facebook he was at a wedding yesterday of his nephew or something like that. But okay. I don't know what he's doing. He certainly, his first possible day off was Monday and he went straight to the footy at Williamstown. I know that much.
I think I saw a photo on Facebook or something like that. But anyway, Matt Hill is up and going, and we're up to race 5 at Caulfield. The square at Spendthrift Vova Sires over the 1,200. Acronis number 1, it's at $18. Two Danger Deal over from Adelaide at $8.50. Seized at $6. Number 4, Give It 31. Sun Quan 17. Barney Allen 51. Many Rewards at 31. Silver Hawk at 21. Down to Spiritual Lady at 10. Joshua Tycoon, $3.40. Pure Scott at 5.50. Woman in Red at 23. Perhaps at 101. Riverina Romance, 21. And then you've got 51 and 26 for the bottom couple here. Number 10, Joshua Tycoon, 3.50, 3.20. Currently at 3.40. Spiritual Lady's been 11 into 10. And up the top, Seized has been 6, 5.50 and currently at 6. Punters just waiting to see what happens here, Dean, in the marketplace, race 5.
Well, I'm hoping, Andrew, that you can just run on a little bit. And from midfield, a horse like Danger Deal, who's had no luck at his last two runs at all, with Damien Lane on this time, can just blend into the race. And that around the $8.50, $9 mark represents terrific each-way value. He looks a really nice horse to me, and this will suit. Je Suis Tycoon ran well on debut at Bendigo. The extra distance shouldn't be a problem and the home track advantage here. Spiritual Girl, the last bit of the 1,200's got to be a query, but will make her own luck for a long way. And Seized, who comes through the Bendigo race, as well as does Pure Scott, who will be competitive. But, I think Danger Deal's good each-way value, 2, 10, 9, 3.
Yeah, I'm with number 2, Danger Deal. I think it's a race where a lot of these are suspect at 1,200 metres. This horse isn't. D-Lane taking over is a massive plus. I think you'll be able to run on down the middle. It should be parked midfield on the back of good speed and got a terrific each-way chance. To beat number 10, Je Suis Tycoon. Good at Bendigo. Does have to run the 1,200 metres, but got a good hope. 3 C's, another one racing well, has to run the 1,200. And 11, Pure Scott, who certainly looks like it will run the trip and did run well first up. 2, 10, 3 and 11.
The call, Matt Hill likes the 11, Pure Scott for Hayes and Dabernick, to be 10, 3 and 8. 10, 11, 10, 3 and 8, I should say, for Matt Hill in race 5. Obviously a bogus buy here for Danger Deal, McDonald and Gluis, and it's one of the most experienced runners in that race. Race 5, number 2, as the boys have mentioned. To race 6, this is the Vobis Gold over the 1,400. Chris Waller's only runner there today, French Emotion for Ben Malum, is at $2.70 and near enough the favourite, I reckon. 2 Whistle Baby at $3.40, Fast Approaching at $26, Tidy Profit at $10, Deja Blue at $13, Taikiato $15, Diamond Baroness $9, Weather the Storm number 8 is at $21, Devisley number 9 at $26, 11 Archie at $26, and Gold Fontaine number 12 at $13. The bottom two are out. Movement with Tab Fixed Odds here up the top. French Emotion's been $3.20 into $3.70. But Whistle Baby has also tightened up here, Mark. It's been $3.90, $3.70 and currently $3.40.
Yeah, Andrew, I'll tip number one, French Emotion. I think on the dry ground, I would have been much more confident. This is, well, the horse gets through soft five. I've got no doubt it's a better horse on the dry. It's back to 1,400 metres and backing up. But just so well in at this weight scale, I'll put it on top to beat number two, Whistle Baby, who gets a lovely run behind them. It's another one that wouldn't want the track too wet. I think number four, Tidy Profit, is the blowout. Got the blinkers going on. Certainly, if the track's soft and they're running on, this could jump out of the ground, this horse, that had no luck first up. And fourth pick, maybe number five, Deja Blue, who's always around the mark in these races. One, two, four, and five.
Yeah, I like one and four here. I think French Emotion, everything Mark says, absolutely spot on. Drier track, the better for her. She ran second in this race last year. She's on the back up from last week. She'll be hard to beat because she's a classy mare. I just think Tidy Profit, I think a little bit of Jara, the track, the blinkers going on, Damien Lane, with good speed up front. There's a heap of speed here. I think she'll be pegging them back late. I think you can sort of certainly frame your markets around those two, one and four. Seven, Diamond Baroness, 1,400 as far as she wants, but she'll give a sight. And I think fast approaching, I thought the last two runs has been a glimmer of hope with her, and 1,400 is her best trip and Caulfield's her best track. I think probably a bit of a target race for her, but I think one and four are the main chances. 1,4,7,3.
Yeah, we had Chris on this morning. I will say wasn't overly sort of pushy towards French Emotion on the backup, but it's the $2.70 favourite at this stage. Matt Hill likes it as well. French Emotion, the one to beat 6,12,2. 1,6,12,2 in race six. Race 7 is the Bala Spree, $120,000 race over the 1,100. Mahuta's back today, number 1 at $10. Fatinar at $4.60, it's on the way to Adelaide. Kaepernick at $7, Regisse at $16. Crystal Dreamer, number 6, at $7. Wellsprung at $10. Malibu Style, number 8 for Neville Parnham at $11. O'Malley at $7.50. A Legless Verve, number 11, Scratch from Adelaide to run here. It opened 26 the other day. It's now 17. 12 Rocket Tommy at 7. Sunday Escape at 21. And Arujo at 61. So I've given you Legless Verve as a bit of an outsider move. Up the top, Mahuta's been 12 into 10. Kaepernick's been 7, 6.50 and now $7. And Malibu Magic's been 13 into 11. Dean, a competitive little race, the Bala Spree.
Yeah, it is, Andrew. I'm hoping they go a pretty good gallop here and you can run on because I'm tipping Kaepernick, and if you tip him, you know where he's going to be in the run. He's going to be out the back needing luck. I thought his run in the William Reid was pretty good and he's trialled well since. I'm going with him to beat Fardinar, who beat him home pretty well in the Oakley Plate. He does go up 6.5 kilos and he has had that testing run on wet ground in Sydney since then, but he's well graded here. Crystal Dreamer's just with every run getting a little bit better. He can blend across and be in the first three or four, and I think he'll run well again. And Well Sprung, probably weaving through traffic, will be strong late at the end of 1,100 metres. But I thought the next two races are pretty tough. 3, 2, 6, and 7.
Yeah, I'm going to tip number 6, Crystal Dreamer, here. I think it's just, I'm hoping it can glide across behind Rocket Tommy, lob into that third or fourth spot, off the rails. You think you'd want to be off the fence by now. I just think it's going to get a beautiful run. It's in great form, handles the jar out, got D-Lane on board, and I like it each way. To beat throw number 9, O'Malley, in for second. I think the jar out certainly helped it. It'll be running on down the centre. 7, Well Sprung, absolutely flying. Doesn't want the track too wet and doesn't want the inside to be off, but will be strong late. And fourth pick, number 2, Fardinar, who should punch out and lead and give you a good sight up the front. 6 each way from 9, 7 and 2.
Matt Hill likes the 3 Kaepernick, just like Dean, to beat 3, 2, 12 and 9. It's 3, 2, 12 and 9 for Matt in race 7. Dean, any thought on O'Malley first up? He had the option, he entered at EJ for Sydney and Adelaide, but he's decided to go there, was it maybe after the rain?
Yeah, absolutely. He needs the jar out. He's trialled well. The trial he comes through, the winners just keep rolling out of, and yeah, he's a must for the quality. He's certainly the jar out's perfect for him.
Yeah, understand. Let's move to race 8. The Newmarket Vobis Gold Sprint this time. It's over the 1,200 metres. And with tab fixed odds, Thermal Current number 1 for Damien Lane at $8. Demonstrate at $14. Fast Cash at $26. Rich Charm at $6. Lucky Liberty. Lucky Liberty is at $5.50. Down to 8, Tycoon Tara at $4. Miss Promiscuity, number 9 at 14. Scarlet Billows at 18. Prussian Vixen at 10. A Lot of Love, 15. And Ken's Dream at $7. Ken's Dream has been the mover. It opened up Wednesday at 10, got to 8, and now at 7 down the bottom. Number 13, Ken's Dream. Up the top here, looking at the movers, Tycoon Tara down there from Sydney, 460, 390, currently at $4. Dean, but Mark, a good move down the bottom here. Ken's Dream, how do you see it?
I like this race, Andrew. I like 4 and 5, and I think number 4, Rich Charms, an each way special. It's absolutely flying. Patrick Maloney's got the key to it. It must be smothered up. It's ideally suited here with a fast pace. Perfect with a jar out. I think it's an each-way special to beat number 5, Lucky Liberty, who looks to have come back in great order. It's trialled well. The jar out's perfect. It'll be steaming down the middle there, my 2. Third pick, number 8, Tycoon Tara. Look, you can forgive the first-up run, and on best form, awfully hard to beat, but a little bit of a crossroads run here. And fourth, number 1, Thermal Current, who has got a chance. It's very well placed at this scale. Just thought it might have done a little bit more last time. 4 from 5, then 8 and 1.
Yeah, I like the same Quinella, but I'm going to go with Lucky Liberty. First up, he finished the campaign with a win in the Christmas Stakes. He's trialled up well. I think he'll be powering home late to beat Rich Charm, who just gets better with every race start. He's building a really good record. That was a really dominant win last start. He had a significant margin. He ran time, and he won very well. He'll measure up here. I'm putting in Ken's Dream for third. I thought it was quite a good win last start because he missed a start a length and a half. He was laying on the side of the gates and sort of had to weave through traffic to win. I don't think it was his best performance visually, but I think if he begins better here, he can race closer and run well. And I'll put in Prussian Vixen for fourth because she'll be up in front. She'll give a great sight for a long way, and she's in career best form. 5, 4, 13 and 11.
Race caller Matt Hill likes Tycoon Tara for Peter and Paul Snowden, number 8, to beat 4, 13 and 9. 8, 4, 13 and 9 in race 8. And the last, the Vobis Gold Reef over the mile, and number 1, Jaws of Steel. It's an outsider in the race at Tab Fixed Odds, $26. Far Faron, 16. Atlantic Express, 51. Down to 5, Graviste at 7. 7, Kazio, $3.50. 8, Think Babe, currently at $5. An outsider, Good Host, at 101. Down to 12, Sword of Light at $2.50. Cherise Shinzig, 51. Anna Royale, 15. And 16, Sarasota Bay for Jordan Childs at 51. Sword of Light's been 320, 280, and now 250. It's been the main mover here, Dino, in the last.
Andrew, I'm going with Kazio here, number 7. He and Sword of Light come through the Bendigo Guineas, which has been a great form reference in the past few weeks. But Kazio doesn't meter it well at the weights as opposed to Sword of Light, but has only had the 3 runs and improves with every run. I think 1600 will suit on the home track. Sword of Light, she was on the quick backup last time out, and she really responded. Now, another 2 weeks down the track, she's got to now hold that form again. She'll be up on the speed, getting a good run. She'll be very competitive. 14, Anna Royale's a filly that really has improved in every run this preparation. She's back in distance here. We'll need a bit of luck through traffic, but I think the way she's going, she could get into the placings with the right run. And Think Babe will be up on the pace, might be next best. But 7 and 12 for me, Andrew, ahead of 14 and 8.
Got the same 4 numbers. I think number 7, Kazio, is the best for the day. It was a terrific run at Bendigo. It's only had the 3 runs, still on the upward spiral. Terrific soft 5 win on debut, so that's no worries. On its home track, I think it'll just park midfield, come to the outside and round them up. Scared of number 8, Think Babe. Had time between runs before that last win. I'm sure it will improve off that and could jump out of the ground. Down to 12, Sword of Light. I think it's rock bottom odds. It's totally unknown on soft ground, but going well. And 14, Anna Royale. Drawn 1, will get back, but should be running on strongly. 7, 8, 12 and 14.
And Kazio, open Wednesday at 4, is currently 350 as we go view. Matt Hill likes it as well, the 7, to be 12, 1 and 8. 7, 12, 1 and 8. You seem to be pretty keen, Mark, about the last 2 or 3 races?
Yes, Andrew, they'll be my focus races. I think the best is race 9, number 7, Kazio. And I'll, as I do all every start, I'll back race 8, number 4, Rich Charm, each way.
Each way, race 8, number 4 and the best. Race 9, number 7. Good luck to you as well with the Dreamer.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Hunter there. He'll be back on Tuesday morning. Of course, it's the racing service from 6:30 on Anzac Day morning. How are you going to play Caulfield, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going to have a parlay 2-3 on race 2, number 3, Pay Up Bro, race 3, number 1, Burning Front, and race 9, number 7, Casio.
Casio in the last. All righty, so that's 2-3, 3-1 and 9-7 for Dean at Caulfield on that Vobis day down there, with some nice horses returning as well. Interesting to see how Mahuta goes first up. Dean, good luck today. We'll hear you on Sky Sports Radio through the day and Monday morning, of course, for Punters Postmortem.
Always, Andrew. Look forward to it.
Have a good day today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
I hope it's good around 2:22.
Let's hope so.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter previewing Caulfield today, the first there at 12:15. All races called by Matt Hill on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. We're going to take a break. Previews continue after it. We'll be looking at Doomben.
Sky Sports Radio has the perfect recap of your weekend's racing.
Monday morning at 9, Punters Postmortem will wrap up Sydney Cup Day, along with all the autumn carnival racing at Randwick and Rosehill.
Well, every horse has got a target in the spring and an autumn, you know, if they're good enough. So.
Yeah, it's all about placement and putting your horses in the right time.
Hear racing analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, and you can talk to the boys on 13 53 53.
Punters Postmortem.
Monday morning at 9, Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll have a $500,000 projected first four pool on the Sydney Cup today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, seen on Sky Racing 1 for another 20 minutes or so. We've got New Zealand racing kicking in as well, which you'll hear and see through the morning on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. But right now we're going to focus in on Doomben. It's a bit overcast. We'll get the latest on the weather in a moment. They had a little bit of rain overnight, a couple of mil. It's a soft five with a penetrometer of 4.86. Race one, takeout number 9. Race two, the scratchings are 4, 6, 7, 8 and 13. Race three, the scratchings are 6 and 7. The fourth of Doomben, takeout 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 12. Race 5, number 8. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, the listed tails, take out 12 and 13. And race 8, 3, 4, 6, 9, 11 and 19 are the scratchings. Bernadette Cooper, happy Saturday to you, Bernie. And how's the weather looking at this stage?
Yeah, morning, Ben. Well, it's been a little showery this morning, but very light showers, not a whole lot in it. As you mentioned, we did get a mil and a half or 2 mils overnight. I think that might have been around midnight. But just listening to the weatherman and having a look outside, it's all lifting. There's no rain happening now. So given the Pennines 4.6 is still a good pour, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. In fact, let me just recap on this. It's been downgraded from a good four to a soft five 15 minutes ago, Bernie. So it's a soft five now at Doomben after a couple of mils. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, but the rain's going now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look at the markets with tab.com.au with your tips. And in the first, Emerald City for David Van Dyke, number one at 420. Shoreham at 9. Four-horse Comanchina at 260. 5, Carla Botte, 650. Last Sight at 9. Mr. LeBrock at 9.50. I Feel Good at 17, or now near enough to $18. I Feel Good. Emerald City's been a drifter. $3 out to $4.20 since Wednesday. The one that they've been backing is Comanchina for Ronnie Stewart. 3 into 2.50.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I actually have Emerald City on top of Comanchina. Mostly because he's far more prolific at the distance, I feel. He's a genuine 2,200-metre horse, whereas Comanchina's only had two runs, actually, at the journey out of his 34 career start. He's had a couple of placings now, and he was beaten by Cabot on a heavy track two starts ago at the distance. So I loved Emerald City's run in the Toowoomba Cup. He was second up to 2,000 metres, and whilst he was never going to win that race, he was absolutely crunched outside the 150-metre mark. So where it says he got beat 6 lengths, he probably would have got beat 3 lengths had he not got crunched. And you would have said that's a lovely second-up run leading into a 2-2 at Doomben. And a track he's unbeaten at as well, this horse. So I think third up today, he's cherry right, this horse. And he's a proven weight carrier, so I'm not even going to talk about the weight with him. So one, I think Mr. LeBrock can improve here. He and Comanchina were in the same race the other day. One had to go via the Cape, one got a nice slice through the middle. I just think with a soft draw today, Mr. LeBrock can turn that around. And I think he's third up from spell as well. So on 1-7, put the favourite in there for third. No knock on him. He's certainly racing well. He's got a good form behind Ruling Force. And, you know, always a worry, I think, that Cabot beat him two starts ago, but it was a heavy track. So maybe we let him off there and Cabot before. It's 1-7, 4-5.
The mandate two-year-old plate, the toppy in this race, is at $8.50. It's tightened in a little bit from $10. Triple Arrow, number two, is at 16 or 17. 3, Travello at 12. A few scratchings here, so we go down to 5, Carew Chase at $3.50. Next in the market here is down to 9, Splitter at $4.40. Cabin Fever at 19 with Globally. Helfucci number 12 at 41, and then Riverfly number 14 at 19, and Etterman number 15. It's been the one for Jeff Lloyd. Opened up Wednesday at $4.60. You're now betting $3.60.
Yeah, I'm certainly keen to check out this Etimum in the yard. It's not easy to say, but well in the market there. Look, I'm sticking with Peter Holbert's horse, this little filly, Kuru Chase. Well, she's not even that little. She's a reasonable sized girl. She's actually, I think, a half sister to Saga Miss, the other good mare that he trains, who went, I think, from a maid to open handicap in about 4 starts. So obviously, it's in the blood. She won a trial by 16 lengths. But I know it was a heavy track, but it's pretty rare that 16 length margin gets put up, isn't it? It was on a heavy track, and the first start was on a heavy track, so she was always going to be suited. But we've got a little give in the track here today. She's going to know a lot more about what's going on. She did show nice gate speed, but not enough to sort of cross. She was 3 wide the early part of that race and ended up... Actually, she might have stayed 3 wide, I think, from memory. So she did a very good job to win running away from the really. Surely some natural improvement here. Going to put the 9 in for second, which is Splitter. Loved her run at Toowoomba behind Noble Hustler. I haven't seen her in the flesh, but she looked great in that preview I watched, or a replay rather, that I watched with her. You've got to put the 15 in because it's Toby Edmonds, Jeff Lloyd and Barrier 1. And I don't really need to say much more. And Calligrapher, I think, has trialled really well. Obviously, a Gosford winner, but was right there till about the 100 to 150 metre mark behind She Will Reign in that English race. So 5, 9, 15 and 1.
One of the features today, first of them, is the Princess Stakes Race 3 at Doomben. And Candica, it's on the back up, and the putters have really rallied here. It opened up Wednesday at $2.70. It's now $1.60 with Tab Fixed Odds. Our BB at 5, Siren's Fury at 5, Perilous Love 14, Benfica Princess 21, Prada Miss 31, Helfiti at 34, Liar at 81, Beer in a Wine Glass at 71, and Amber Lady at 101. Candique is the one, 270, now 160 in this race for Steve O'Day.
Yeah, that's short, isn't it? That's very short. And I guess it's because she's coming out of the deep image race last time out, which LBB was in as well. They were both back in the ruck, and they both finished off very well, probably Tendika a little better than LBB on that occasion. So I'm a Ripper Deep Image. Well, Deep Image, we know, ran second to winning Rupert at his first start, so there's a strong form line through there. And she, to be honest, she's been a filly that had a lay sort of preparation where she didn't shine, but this time in they dropped her back in class and they've let her get some confidence. And one would think Barrier 1, Deep Brown, a mile, won 1,600 at Eagle Farm previously. I mean, the seven-day backup, I guess, is a query with her. I couldn't back her at those odds. If I was going to have a bet in this race, I'd be each way to five, Benfica Princess. I've got in for second. Jeff Lloyd knows her really well. Her first-up run is better than it looks on paper there at the Sunny Coast in a six-furlong race. Always going to be too short for her. She's beaten the older horses. Okay, nothing really fancy, but she has beaten the older horses on a couple of occasions, and she's around the 20-to-1 mark. So I think if I was going to have something on that race, it would be on Benfica Princess. But third, I'm going to put in Siren's Fury. She obviously brings that nice Sydney form here. Cathy O'Hara's got a nice book of rides today. And our BB, I am forgiving of her run the other day. When you're a backmarker and you don't get any sort of toe into a race, and it's an on-speederish race anyway, whether, you know, one, two, whether one first two around the corner, it's hard to look good. So I'm forgiving of her, but she is apparently been reported she's going for a spell after today, and nobody really likes me on horses when they're going for a spell after that race, do they? So 1, 5, 3, 2.
Yeah, we all tend to drop off, don't we? Let's move to race four, a class six at Doomben. All Night Saint number one is currently with Tab Fixed Odds $7.50. I know there's been some scratchings, but it's been 12 into 7.50. Shadow Lord at 10, Land Office $1.80, Vienna Royale at $8 with Tab Fixed Odds, down to 10 with a promise at 14. The next best would be El Campeador number 13 at $15, and 15 Say You Love Me at 14. Land Office the shorty, 260 to 180, but All Night Saints been 12 into 750.
Yeah, right. Well, I do think Steel Force is pretty hard to beat here, but he's also caught me a few times. And I do note, though, it's when he's down at 54 that it's at his most lethal, Land Office, and he's coming off a very good run behind Kutronic and in his stride the other day. So I'm not potting the favourite by any means. I've got him for second spot, but I am going to tip With a Promise, who is a filly from the Ben Curry stable, originally Les Ross stable, so Shani Enterprises horse. And you go back through this filly's career, and as a two-year-old, she was only about 3.5 lengths behind Sacred Elixir there at the Sunshine Coast. She then spelled, and she won two races back-to-back last preparation before a disappointing run in the country on a firm track. So I think if she's returned with any sort of, you know, upside at all, improved a little bit, she's right in this race. So she's got good speed and a good gait and good first-up form. So we're going to have a crack with the 10 With a Promise, ahead of the favourite Land Office. No knock on him, he's going well. El Campeador is one of my old favourites, and normally I'd say it's probably a bit short for him. But I think first up, he's a big, strong horse. Let the speed go. He'll be running home late, and I threw the 5 in Vienna Royal. Now comes into Barrier 11 from that awkward draw, but I thought was pretty good his last two, so I am 10, 4, 13 and 5.
At the moment, with Tab Fixed Odds, with a promise, is $14 right now. You can snap that up. Let's move to race five, the Ascot Handicap. Luke Dipman takes the ride on Into the Red, number one, at $6. Casual Choice at 14 with Tab Fixed Odds. Irish Constabulary at 4.40. In His Stride, 5.50. Mr. Fabulous, 26. Divine Centura, 9.50. High I'm Back at 11. Tasani Tomso, number 9 at 14. Sweet Serendipity up there for Jason Coyle at 5. Precipitate, 15. And Round Mountain Gals, a $41 chance. Sweet Serendipity's been 4.20 out to $5. Up the top here, Into the Red. 9 opened on Wednesday, now 6. And Irish Constabulary, 4 out to 4.40.
Yeah, this is where the races get really tough here today. You've got these older horses that have, you know, credible sort of good form, good wins under their belt, and then we've got these up-and-coming sort of four-year-olds that have really started to put good races together. So I'm swinging the weight of the younger horses here today. Not that it wouldn't surprise me to see either of those two top weights, or three of them actually, win this race. But I am going with Innis Stride, who is a backmaster, so his record perhaps doesn't speak as well as it should have. He's won 4 from 31 races. He's been terribly unlucky on a number of occasions. So he does need that hot speed to really roll them along up front, and so he can get into a good rhythm and show us what he's got at the end, which is an explosive turn of foot when the race pans out right for him. And in this race, we've got horses like Sweet Serendipity, Dasani Tomso, Mr. Fabulous, Divine Venturi, High and Back, and Precipitate, all with a lot of speed. So I am imagining or anticipating he's going to get a race really run to suit him here today down on the Midland. So I'm 4 to beat 11 Precipitate. She's a young mare on the way up, but suffered her first defeat last time out, and is usually 10 at Toowoomba, and will sort of 4 and 5 deep the tail of the field and the widest run on the turn. You're likely to suffer a defeat there as well. So no knock on her at all. 3, Irish Constabulary, just one of my old favourites, this guy, and never runs a bad race. Now I threw in the 6, which is Divine Venturi. Venturi was the winner of the Mid-Dipman Plate, actually, this day last year. And for whatever reason, a bit of a flop last time out. I think you can turn that around, though. So 4, 11, 3, 6.
Talking of the Mid-Dipman Plate, it's a hell of a race. The next race, 6. Let's have a look at the markets here. Ringo's a rock star with Tab Fixed Odds 11. Guard of Honour 440. The Ambassador at 21. Down to 6 River Racer at 7. Number 8, Ty Titrelloni at $9.50. 10, All Over Bossa Nova at $3.20. And then 13, Cricket at $9. All Over Bossa Nova's been $3.40 into $3.20. And up the top, Guard of Honour has been 460 into 4 and now back out to 440. Bern?
It's a good race, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I really don't know where to go. You've got this unbeaten form of All Over Bossa Nova, but definitely, well, it is the toughest race she's faced. But in saying that, when you look at her last win, where she beat Secret Mo and Nick Nova bolted his next start, maybe his next two starts in the city. So she beat a pretty good horse on that occasion. To be honest, again, I see massive speed in this race, as you'd expect, being 1,050 around Doomben. So I went looking for something that's probably going to come from off the speed, and that is River Racer. Look, there's every chance this race could be too short for her, and she just flashes late and go, oh, that was a fabulous run. Every chance that could happen here, but she's very talented. She's only won 1 from 11, but she's had 7 other minor places in there, and probably her best run was running second to winning Rupert, the Faux Road Plate. She's run into Eckstein, beaten 0.9 of a length there when she came from last. She's been posted wide at the tail of the field on a number of occasions. Obviously, on paper, probably looks an awkward draw, but there's so much speed underneath her here that I think, you know, if she could get to 3 wide with cover, a pair worse than midfield, that's probably the ideal spot for her anyway. So I'm going to go with her, Jeff Lloyd. I put the 10 in for second, which is the favourite. She's been nothing short of brilliant so far. Guard of Honour, well, he's got some great Randwick form, doesn't he? And he's gone around in good quality races. It was just the draw. If you look at the stats from this, the 1,050 from bad barriers, they're very, very poor. So Troy brought probably the best form in the race, but the draw's poor. And then I went the way of the 8, which is Tayat Trelawney with Jimmy Byrne on board. She goes well fresh, and she's a winner at Doomben. So 6, 10, 2 and 8.
6, 2, 10 and 6, 10, 2 and 8 there. And Tegan Harrison rides chalk number 5 in that race. The Tails, race 7 with Tab Fixed Odds. Sir Moments at $8.50. Single Gaze up there at $4.60. Jumbo Prince at 10. Too Good to Refuse for Ronnie Stewart today. Ronnie Stewart takes the ride. So I've just touched my tab at Bernie and it's gone all in different places. Here we go. Too Good to Refuse, $6.50. Colin Lil, $16. Beatniks, $11. Brazen Moss, $7.50 and unchanged. Mary Orr, $14. She is what she is at $7. Can't Buy Better at $10. And Big Odds down the bottom at $71. Look, there's been little moves, nothing major. She what she is, open $7, got to $6.50 and now at $7. But they pretty well stayed at their opening marks.
Do you know what? In this leg of the quaddy, I've ended up only taking 2 because I really want to take 9 and I can't afford it. So it's either cut it right back to your top 2 tips or I need the field less three, I think, can't win. So that's how open. I mean, I could make a case for one to ten, probably, all having winning chances. I'm not sure Mary All could win it, but she has drawn one. But the rest of them above her and the one below, I can make a good case for. So I'm going to settle on Sir Moment, actually, here. He's drawn reasonably well. In fact, it's a good draw for him because the worst thing for him is to be locked up on the fence. So he's drawn seven, which I think is ideal. He's a proven weight carrier, and the only other time he's backed up, he's won. It's a long time since he backed up. He put in an absolutely slashing run last time out over 1350, screaming out for the mile he'd stay. And everybody's worried about the speed in this race not being too good. But don't forget, she is what she is the natural leader, and she's not a leader that gets to the front and pulls up. She's a high-cruising mare that always rolls, and that's how she beats her opposition by, you know, burning them mid-race in those middle stages of the race and just burying them. So whilst she might be the only leader in the race, I don't think she's going to crawl along. So I'm going to stick with Sir Moments over the two single gays. Obviously, brute form, had the freshen up, listening to Nick Oliver's, you know, had a little eye issue. Just wonder whether that draws tricky round Doom coming back to the mile. So we'll see. Five too good to refuse. Talisman and better on firmer going here today. And unless they're in the 10, she is what she is. She's normally, you know, never tip a horse from this barrier. But she's so quick that first 100, I think she'll burn them off the pass. So 1, 2, 5, 10.
And a quick look at the last tier, number 2, Britann at $12. Craigley Wandu at 17. Good Job Bro, 19. Counter Meal, 14. Don't Tell Mum has been 8 into 750. Kutsanova, number 13, $4 and now 270. It's been the mover. Shipwrecked, it's been a mover as well. Opened Wednesday, 650, now 380.
Yeah, I like Shipwrecked here. Really, it's a race between Shipwrecked and Kuznetsova, who both won at Toowoomba last time out, and you know, there was nothing between the times that they ran. Obviously, Shipwreck's race, they went slower early in. He's been able to run home 35.72, and she's run home 37. They both come from the back, so there's nothing between them, but I'm going his way over Kuznetsova. I just think his race was a little bit stronger. For third, I'm going to put in the 8, which is Counter Meal. Loves it when the track gets a bit softer as well. And then Don't Tell Mama obviously ran second to Kuznetsova last time out, 15, 13, 8 and 10.
Okay, what's the best bets?
Yeah, look, I'm only going to make one best bet here today, and that'll be Peter Holbert's horse. So race 2, number 5, Kuroi Chase.
Race 2, number 5. We'll see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central and hear you as well. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
Bernadette Cooper looking at Doomben, straight to Kembla Grange. It's overcast and a soft 6. That's been an upgrade from a 7 to a 6 this morning. Race 1, take out 4 and 5. Race 2, take out number 4. The 3rd, number 6. Race 4, number 5. Race 5, number 3. Race 6, 2 and 3. Race 7, 4 and 9. And race 8, 8 and 10. Good morning to Wayne Harris.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, we've had a little bit of an upgrade in the track here, Andrew. We haven't had any rain for a few days, but this time of year we have a little bit of dew on the ground of a morning and just keeps that moisture in the track. But pretty lucky we missed a few of those meetings and our track's been in pretty good shape. So, anyway,
righto, let's
and I think good program.
All right, let's jump into the Mape. We've got a shorty in the first, number 7, Memis at $1.85.
How's your French, mate? Is it Memis?
I don't know. No, I'm just looking at it, mate. Is it?
Trabian's about all I know.
Memes. Well, memes. Take it with memes then.
Patois. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to win. I think it's a good thing, Andrew. It's very, very well placed in a set weights made. She's a city place getter who placed in 6 of her 8 career runs. Now resumes here today with Rachel King's claim. She's down on the limit. She's a free running filly. She trialled really well recently, and she'll be out and running. Well, the others, most of them are first starters. They'll be thinking about what they've got to do. So she'll be very, very short, but she wins. Bjorn Baker's got the 2 runners here. He's got the 1 and the 3, Horsey McHorseface and Baltic Prince. I like Baltic Prince's trials. Hasn't been overly pressured in those trials. So if there was a danger to the shorty here, it might be Baltic Prince when it's let go in a race day. The other one, Horsey McHorseface, a bit of a free runner. It'll be up there and it'll be in it for a long way, I would imagine.
Then I'll throw in Glenda Markle's got two first starters here, and I thought number two, He's Blessed. Both of them haven't trialled since back in October, but we do have jump outs here, and this one's trials last prep weren't all that bad. So 7, 1, 3, 2 in the first, and it's a good thing, Mimis.
Righto, should be winning. Okay, race number two, Champagne Ready's the favourite here in this race with Tab Fixed Odds. How do you see it, Wayne?
I think it's a day, Andrew, where the favourites look the winners. I've got 1, 5, 2, and 3 in my number. Champagne Ready. Now, last preparation went around some very nice races, even Campaign down in Melbourne from the Chris Wally yard. It's been very well supported. It's 2 runs back from a spell. First run was fair. Second run was on a very heavy track at Warwick Farm the other day. It's very disappointing, but they put it down to the heavy track. So dropping back immensely in grade here. So 1 Champagne Ready on top. Number 5, Shadow Vision. It took all the straight to win there at Canberra the other day over 1,400 metres. So 1,600 metres won't be a problem to him. Of the others, number 2, Wildflower, racing in very good form at the moment. And number 3, Await the Stars. It's a place chance in the race. 1, 5, 2, 3.
Champagne Ready at the moment, $2.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. In the third, a class 2, Brother in Arms, number 1 for Adrian Late. It's the $2.30 favourite over the Reverend Demon at $4.80.
I've got the first 3 favourites on top. I've got Brother in Arms on top. I think he'll nearly win, Andrew. He's probably been hindered by heavy tracks at his first 2 runs back, and then he's run in the Newcastle Provincial Championship race the other day. He was slow away. He struck a bit of trouble in running. Now, that is his problem. He hasn't got much tactical speed. He gets back, but he's back to the scene of the crime. He has one here on his so-called home track. He put 2 very good wins together here over 12 and 1400 last prep. And he's a pretty smart horse in his day. I think luck in running today, he'll run over the top of him. So 1 Brother in Arms on top. Then number 5, A Certain Mischief, showed plenty of form last prep, and did have excuses probably 2 runs back this time. It is better than its form suggests. Showing number 2, The Reverend Demon. He led the other day, and he was caught pretty quickly too. So if he goes on his prior runs, I think he's going to throw him in there as the main chance. And 4 Poets Africa beat him home the other day, and it was a much better run there. So you've got to throw it in the numbers again. 1, 5, 2, and 4.
To race 4, another maiden over the 1,300. Can Dream, number 3, the Fixed Odds favourite at Tab 250, over Fabricator 310 and Bits Nitzel at 460.
Are you hard not to tip her? I've gone 3, 1, 4 and 6. Can Dream, Ronnie Quinton trained. He gave her quite a few trials and she trialled very, very well. 2 trials in before going for a Dubu run the other day at Kemba Grange, and that was on a heavy track. Gee, she was game. She kept coming. And I think on the drier track here today, going to be very, very hard to beat. 1 Fabricator, he'll look the winner for most part of the race. He's an on-pace runner, beaten by a couple of smart gallopers these past couple of runs, and Ryder dropped the whip at his last run. He's beaten a fair way. That wouldn't have made much of a difference, I suppose, but finds the right race here today. I thought number 4, Bits Nitzel. It's hung out, been on its wrong leg on both of its career runs. Now, so the one run back this time on a very heavy track, expected to improve here today on the drier track and having that race experience under its belt. And then I go to number 6, Fair Lighting, not the roughest in the race. Well, its trials were reasonable enough coming into this and might have improved from last prep. 3-1, 4-6.
Race 5 is a benchmark, 65 over the 1,300. Tennessee Hussey dominates it here. Wayne, number 6 at 270. Red Hino, number 10 at $5.
Red Hino, I've got on top of Andrew. From the inside draw, he's only lightly raced. And local trainer Mick Tubman gets him ready. And he's got pretty good form when you look at it. Shows very, very good promise last prep. And he looked good winning a trial recently. Doesn't carry much condition, so I think he'd be ready for a first-up attempt today. It's hard to fault the former number 6, Tennessee Hussey. Last start winner at Newcastle. Runs before that were very, very good. So I've got to have her there in the main chances. Of the others, I've gone number 5 had a chance here, which is Charvo. He was a dual nomination here. He was beaten on a heavy track the other day at Warwick Farm after winning a trial going into that. So I think the drier track here today will suit. And the others, I'll throw in number 8 as a chance in the race, Coco Excel. It's been trying to ride it with a bit of cover lately. Its recent form has been a bit indifferent, but I think on its best form, you've got to throw in as a chance. So 10, 6, 5 and 8.
To race 6, the Gallipoli Cup over the mile, tumultuous number 5 for Rory Hutchings. It's the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at 250.
And I've gone with it, tumultuous on top, Andrew. Its 3 runs back have been quite good. I just wonder whether the run on the heavy track first up at Warwick Farm took a bit out of it. It just took a little bit to get back to its form its next couple of runs. I think it had nice enough trial. It hasn't run for 40 days. Nice enough trial the other day. Wasn't knocked about. Went around the Victorian Derby last preparation, the Geelong Classic. So obviously they've got a bit of an opinion of it. Dropping back immensely in grade here.
if he can find his form, he wins the race. I thought the main danger would come from number 8, Al Ventura, fitter for the two runs back from the spell. I think ready to show up now, this mare. Of the others, we'll throw in number 9, Vane Elaine. Just forget her run the other day. They went at a farcical pace, and she just over-raced and wouldn't settle. Now she's had them two runs back, like she was wide the other day, and she loomed up to win at the turn, and it was a pretty good under-hang-on run when she did, so she'll run better here today. And number 1, Colour of Money, struggled on his past 2 starts on the heavy tracks. He ran well first up and then just struck them 2 heavy tracks, so I think you've got to give him another chance. So for me, 5, 8, 9, 1. Big query here, Andrew. They've gelded this former European galloper, lead choreographer from the Waller camp. He's been very disappointing here in Australia, but just what she doesn't improve now is the gelding, number 4.
Righto, currently at $12, number 4. To race 7, the fillies and mares. Shield Wall, number 3, the favourite. $2.90 over-reactive at $4.40.
Gee, I think I've found every favourite except one here today, Andrew. I've gone 3, 7, 6 and 5.